than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's the Wake-Up Crew on News Radio, WGNS.
6:11 here on a Friday morning. Hey, it is, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's a chicken. No.
It's a chicken. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yeah. Oh, man. Happy Friday, everybody. You know, city school students are out today, so it makes their Friday really special. But all our Fridays are always special.
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's the end of the week, time to freak. Been working real hard, losing sleep. Clerk my pay, time to play. Let's all say, hey,
it's Friday.
And a very special Friday. Good morning. It's Friday the 13th today, fellas.
It's Friday.
Uh-oh.
Ooh. Spooky.
Principals always, they don't like it. I think it's a full moon. I'm not sure, but I believe it's a full moon and Friday the 13th.
That's why the city school's out today.
They said, forget that. We're going to be out of school. That's for sure.
Boy, that was wise.
Yeah. Good move on city school's part. Hey, I've got a little something special today. And I want to feature you guys because we don't really get to do this. And Brian, if you'll hit the music for me,
okay,
to kind of introduce this a little bit, because today we're going to talk about the adventures of Brian and Dalton. Yes, when Brian was a young parent and Dalton was just a little youngster running around, we're going to talk about their adventures in camping.
The misadventures
in camping. And our story today, epilogue, no, this will be part one of camping out with Brian and Dalton. Brian, I'll let you start.
Well, in a camping world far, far away. Oh, that's the wrong.
Oh, that's worked. That's yeah. Okay.
Once upon a time.
Yeah. Gosh, I can't remember. It's been so long ago now. How old you were, Dalton? 5, 6, somewhere in there?
No clue.
I mean, some of your first memories, I guess, were from camping trips.
Yes. It was probably 4 or 5.
Yeah.
You caught the camping fever, right?
We did. My wife's grandfather lived right by Woods Reservoir, right across the street, and he actually worked there in his retirement years. And so they kind of grew up camping, and so they kind of introduced me to camping, and we got camping fever. So we'd spend summers there, even bought a camper. My first camper was a hand-me-down. It had gone through two of the family members to us, and it was a pop-up. And so this was in the 2000s. It was a 1960-something version of a pop-up. That's the ones with the canvas, you know?
Yeah, I remember.
And so the adventure that we're talking about that we kind of mentioned yesterday, and you thought, you know, we're going to start the show with that this morning.
Start of the show worthy.
The canvas had elastic under the bottom, so the elastic was 40 years old at the time. And so it didn't. And you pull out the beds in the side, and the canvas goes over and under the bed part, okay? And so there was one night, Dalton wound up, well, you pick it up from here, Dalton, because you can tell this part of the story because it is your story.
Well, I went to sleep one night, probably in a pair of Spider-Man briefs, and I woke up the next morning. And as I awoke, I remember hearing the birds chirping, and I opened my eyes, and there was green grass in front of me. And I very quickly realized that I had rolled out of my bed in the camper, fallen through the elastic, and ended up on the ground. And so I woke up and
it was only about a 2-foot drop. So
yeah, it wasn't too far. I mean, I may have hit my head. Who knows? I don't remember. I was asleep. But
well, you definitely hit your head.
But I didn't wake up. I fell asleep, and then I woke up the next morning on the ground, like underneath the camper, staring out at the world. And so that's the first time it happened. Then it wound up happening again, and that time I did wake up and had to knock on the camper door in the middle of the night.
You did it again.
Yes, I fell through again.
So we had to change sleeping arrangements after the second time. Not after the first time, but after the second time.
And a bear didn't eat you or anything.
No.
You still have all your arms and limbs.
We were in a campground, but the second time when it happened, it was about 3 o'clock, and you hear a little tap, tap, tap on the door, and it wakes you up, and you walk out, and there's little Dalty.
More the amazing adventures of Brian and Dalton. 6:17, it's time to take the weather look.
Well, guys, how many times will it take for me to say you might need your rain gear this week, as we are expecting multiple rounds of showers and even a few thunderstorms starting today, with high temperatures around 59, dropping down to 45 overnight, and then we'll see steady temperatures Saturday and Sunday with more rain showers, highs around 61 and 58. Our dry day will come in on Monday with mostly cloudy skies at a high of 65, but it will only be brief as we see more rain overnight at a low of 51. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster.
It's very important with a hearing aid to have good service. We recommend appointments every 6 months, and if someone has a change in hearing, our hearing aids can be adjusted.
Dr. Sean Lancaster, custom fits your hearing aid.
I go to Dr. Sean Lancaster and recommend his services.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
We are at 608 East Clark Boulevard, close to the MTSU campus.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Hey folks, I'm Stephen Reynolds, the man in the middle. Join me every Friday for a new episode of my podcast exclusively on WGNSradio.com.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro. Here's what some of the residents of Stones River Manor have to say.
Tell me a little bit about the manor.
I've enjoyed it, but I knew about the manor sometime back because my mother was here. And so I knew that when I came, it was going to be here.
And what do you like the most?
Being able to go eat and not do the dishes.
I bet. Stones River Manor, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Hi, I'm Cindy Landham at TheLiberatedEater.com. I help people who are sick of struggling with food, dieting, and weight. Here's the bad news. You can diet the rest of your life, but until you heal your relationship with food, the exhausting battle will continue. But here's the good news. You can be free. We're starting a new group in Murfreesboro in March for people who want to change their food life permanently. Come join us. Go to TheLiberatedEater.com. Click on Local Workshop to find out more. TheLiberatedEater.com. Things are about to change.
We know you work hard for your money, and now that it's tax season, there could be some free tax preparation assistance to help you keep more of your cash. The United Way's VITA program is a free service that aids qualifying local residents in claiming their tax refund dollars. If you or your household made $66,000 or less last year, you qualify. For more information, head to your local uw.org/VITA or call 211 for a list of times and locations. Your local uw.org/VITA or call 211.
Don't let hip, neck, or back pain linger. Visit Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard.
You don't want to let a nagging pain become a chronic problem.
Amir, the physical therapist at Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard, next to Nacho's in front of Walmart.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
Another day of cancellations and postponements in sports, starting with the announcement that the NCAA men's and women's basketball tournaments would be canceled due to concerns over the spread of the coronavirus. The NCAA had originally said they would play the tournaments without fans in attendance, but had a change of heart. Conference tournaments, which are already underway, were also called off. The NHL, like the NBA, announced its season would be suspended until further notice, with about a month left to go in its regular season. In golf, the PGA Tour canceled the final three rounds of the Players' Championship, which got underway on Thursday. It also called off the next three tournaments on its schedule. Major League Soccer announced its season has been suspended, while the XFL has canceled the rest of its inaugural season. Major League Baseball has announced that it would delay the start of its regular season for at least 2 weeks. Opening day was slated for March the 26th. NASCAR announced its next two races will go on as scheduled, but without any fans in it.
WGNS Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day. If you've been injured, go to johndaylegal.com.
The TSSAA, at the conclusion of yesterday's girls' state basketball tournament quarterfinals, announced they were suspending the remainder of the girls' tournament and the boys' tournament next week. Whether they'll be able to reschedule the events will depend on the length of the suspension and the availability of facilities.
They said with the NCAA and major pro sports canceling and MTSU closing campus, they felt it would be irresponsible to continue. MTSU's Lady Raiders CUSA basketball tournament game was canceled just before they were set to hit the court in Texas yesterday.
The announcement came over the loudspeaker that the conference tournament has been canceled.
The voice of the Lady Raiders, Dick Palmer. Steve Peterson, the all-time winningest coach in MTSU baseball history, has passed away. Coach Pete, age 68, passed away Wednesday night after suffering a heart attack. That's sports. I'm Brian Barrett.
I'm Nick Cohn with News Radio WGNS checking in from City Hall. It was a day like any day, February 9th, as Kyra Hall, a 13-year-old from Siegel Middle School, was in her front yard playing with her friend Brianna Herod. That was until one of the neighbor's dogs attacked Brianna Herod, an 11-year-old from Murfreesboro.
So we got a call for animal bite. We didn't know exactly what was going on until we got there.
Kyra Hall did not only show bravery in fighting off the dog to save Brianna Herod, but she also showed quick thinking to bring Brianna into the house in a safe spot and start tending to some of her wounds.
Completely wrapped up in bandages already, though. I thought that the fire department had done it, but that's when we started figuring out that her friend is the one.
We were playing outside. A dog came up to Brianna and started attacking her. We ran inside. I yelled at my brother to get some peroxide, some bandages, and some Neosporin.
He came straight towards me and started biting me and everything else, and I started freaking out. She was like, you need to breathe, you need to calm down so you don't pass out. And she was actually taking care of me and actually helping me and loving me.
And as an adult, you can just lose it in the moment of panic, so it blows my mind. It blows my mind that she held it together and knew what to do.
Just kind of affected both he and I on the way in as the story came out. And one of the sweetest moments, though, was this little girl right here. They held hands the whole way in the back of the ambulance.
Once we got her in the back of the ambulance, like, the friendship bond that you could see in between them was nothing short of amazing. The story they told me is that whenever she saw the dog attacking her, she walked over and was punching the dog to get it off of her. Pretty amazing.
It was a story of bravery and true friendship for 13-year-old Kyra Hall as she was presented a resolution of recognition at City Hall in the company of her local pastor, friends, family, and other community members. I'm Nick Cohn checking in from City Hall with News Radio WGNS.
Would you be interested in free, reliable assistance in filing your federal income tax returns? Sure you would. The United Way's VITA program has volunteers who are trained and certified to prepare taxes for individuals and families with an annual household income of less than $66,000. Is that you? If so, check your local uw.org/VITA or call 211 for a list of times and locations. That's your local uw.org/VITA or call 211. Hathaway's Demo Construction and Environmental Services can help with reoccurring maintenance, pressure washing, outdoor lighting, irrigation installation, and more. Call 615-541-3996. 615-541-3996.
And remember, the last Saturday of every month, all donated items are 30% off the sticker price.
30%?
That's right, 30% off the sticker price, all donated items on the last Saturday of every month.
That's only at the Habitat Restore here in Murfreesboro.
850 Mercury Boulevard.
But don't wait. What you really want may be gone.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
The Murfreesboro Habitat Restore is located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Come on over and save.
Technology for your home's heating and air system, the Daikin Fit from Precision Air. It's quiet, takes up less space, and uses less power. Chances are, even if you had a unit installed in the last few years, you can still save money by switching to the Daikin Fit. Precision Air. Online at precisionairtn.com.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Brian Barrett.
The TSSAA suspends the basketball tournaments. Following the conclusion of the girls' state basketball quarterfinal round Thursday, the TSSAA announced they were suspending the remainder of the girls' state tournament and next week's boys' state tournament. Whether they'll be able to reschedule the events will depend on the length of the suspension and the availability of facilities. This from the TSSAA. We intended to conduct the tournaments with restricted attendance, as we announced earlier. However, Thursday had seen a suspension or cancellation of championship events by the NCAA and multiple collegiate conferences, including the SEC tournament that was being played nearby, the suspension of regular season play in the NBA and NHL, the closure of university campuses in several Tennessee public school systems, and the suspension or cancellation of high school championships in multiple other states. The TSSAA also stated, quote, COVID-19 is a public health threat, a threat to our student-athletes and to our school communities. With the actions being taken all around us, including the action of our host university, MTSU, in sending all students away from campus, we believe it would be irresponsible and contrary to the public interest for us to continue our tournaments at this time and risk contributing to the spread of the virus. The association added they'll be providing further updates as this pandemic evolves, including updates on whether they'll be able to reschedule the tournaments. WGNS had intended to broadcast the tournament when it was first announced they'd play with restricted attendance. We'll continue to follow this story. We've got updates at WGNSradio.com. I'm Brian Barrett reporting.
On air, online at WGNSradio.com, on the go with our mobile apps. News Radio WGNS, Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news. This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627 here on the Wake Up Crew, our show known for news, weather, traffic, and sports, and a lot of junk.
Mostly junk. To be fair.
When we're together, that's probably what we...
But it's fun junk.
Fun junk, yeah.
Funk.
So we've got...
Wait.
No, that's
what
maybe not that.
We've got junk in the trunk.
We've got funk in the trunk.
Okay, this went off the...
You know, it started out pretty good.
We got our funk in the junk trunk.
It started out really...
Be careful here.
It started really good, you know, and then kind of went downhill from there, which is typical of our program.
That's true.
Anyway.
Join in if you want to hear this every day.
Good morning to you on a Friday morning, and it's always the best day. This is your last day you got to go to work for most people, and you get to go to enjoy the weekend other than me and Brian and Dalton. We all work on Saturdays.
I work on Sundays.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, you're a workaholic.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
I mean, you don't. You have to work. It's not like
I'm choosing work over my personal life.
You can tell it some mornings, can't you? When he comes in here, he's a little crabby.
I wouldn't say that.
Well, really? You're always chipper every morning.
No, not every morning.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. I hate Mondays. You know, I'm not good on Mondays.
Yeah, just like Garfield.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, we got a big today in history today.
It's big, Andy.
It's big. Judy. Hey, let's go with today in history.
Your good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Barrett.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
You know, there's things on this show I do that I would never do in public. Oh, whoops. I guess I already have, you know, audio-wise.
It is kind of tricky because it feels like it's just the three of us having a conversation, but really everyone in the world can hear it.
Oh, that's bad. That's really bad.
I quit.
It's online forever.
Yes, that's even worse. Anyway, let's go to Brandon Brooks. He's got CBS Rewind for us.
This is Rewind. March 13th, 1965. Eric Clapton left the Yardbirds, frustrated with the commercial direction of the group. He later joined John Mayall and the Blues Breakers. This date in 1981.
Don't call me either, okay?
The release of the comedy.
There's 10 million people in this city alone.
Modern Romance.
How difficult can it be to find one perfect person? It's not that big a deal.
30 years ago today.
She looked at him with those soft eyes, so innocent and blue.
Bob Seger and his Silver Bullet Band awarded a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Against the wind, I'm still running against the wind.
And March 13th, 1999.
No matter how
Cher at the top of the singles chart with Believe. At 52, she was the oldest woman to score a number one single. I'm Brandon Brooks. And that's Rewind.
With more today in history,
here's John.
And that song came out of nowhere. shares Do You Believe in Love? And at 52, that is probably, and that was a big hit for her. But I go back all the way to 1877. Yes, I do. American Charles Greenwood patents, guess what he, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought I was going to read that wrong. Earmuffs.
Ah, which then led to the creation of the headphone, which we are very thankful for.
Is that true?
The padded headphone.
Mm-hmm. Is that true, really?
It is.
You're not making that
up. Well, these are earmuffs, but yeah, with audio.
You're not making that up, huh?
Yeah,
no,
before they were like really hard and rigid and plastic and very difficult to wear.
And now they're...
Muffy.
What?
Muffy. Mm-hmm. Now they hurt the top of my head.
Yeah.
All the time. I don't know why. These in the studio aren't bad. Sorry. They've got a wider top now. You see?
Well, I like these because they have padding on the top.
Oh, of course you do.
In 1954, Braves' Bobby Thompson breaks his ankle. Guess who he was replaced by?
He won't know.
I don't know.
The great Hank Aaron.
Yeah.
Hall of Famer. In 1965, the Beatles go to number one in 1965 with this hit.
8 days a week is not enough to show I care.
You know, I wonder when you're driving on the road to work or school or whatever, and you're going, hey, 8 days a week, I got, oh, and it's cut off, you know?
Just like that.
Yeah, we do that. Sorry, folks. 1982, play the music, Brian. T.J. Hooker premieres on ABC starring William Shatner.
Friend of the wake-up crew, William Shatner.
Yes.
He liked my tweet once, so he's a friend of the show.
Well, it's hard to believe it was 82. Heather Locklear was in that show.
Yes.
And so was James Darren, singer in the 50s, was on the Time Tunnel, had a lot of movies, pretty big movie star, T.J. Hooker. And 2005, Bob, what is it, Iger? CEO, Disney person is named. And 2012, I'm going to end it with this one, Encyclopedia Britannica announces it will no longer publish printed versions of its encyclopedia. Remember, every family...
Yep.
Had a set of encyclopedias.
We had the World Book.
Yeah, the World Book,
A 60s version in the 80s, but we had one. Nothing changed for 20 years, but yeah.
I want to remind you about our good neighbor of the day, Miss Amy A.M. staff at Bojangles. Miss Amy's A.M. staff at Bojangles, they're today's good neighbors of the day. The care they have for their customers is the best in town, and so they're going to receive some flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
Yes, indeedly do they are, John.
We'll be back with more on the Wake Up Crew.
Well, guys, how many times will it take for me to say you might need your rain gear this week, as we are expecting multiple rounds of showers and even a few thunderstorms starting today, with high temperatures around 59, dropping down to 45 overnight, and then we'll see steady temperatures Saturday and Sunday with more rain showers, highs around 61 and 58. Our dry day will come in on Monday with mostly cloudy skies at a high of 65, but it will only be brief as we see more rain overnight at a low of 51. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
Good morning, still trying to mop up this earlier wreck out here. It caused a mess on 24 westbound at Shelbyville Highway, Highway 231. Again, wrong place, wrong time, and just so much traffic volume trying to squeak through here as it is. Again, on 24 westbound, it's over to the side. People are still rubbernecking there. Westbound 24 up by Highway 231. Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check it out, 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Our people, that's the difference. Maples Realty and Auction.
I'm Betsy Maples Taylor with Maples Realty and Auction Company in Murfreesboro.
It's a great time to book an auction for 2020. Dates are filling up fast for spring and summer auctions. The Maples team will be happy to come to your property and do a free, no-obligation analysis to determine if an auction is the best option for you. More information at MaplesRealtyAndAuction.com or call 615-896-4740.
Maples Realty and Auction.
It's Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control, the law offices of John Day, and the Rutherford Home Show, on air Saturdays at noon.
This is Josh at South Branch Nursery, a full-service, one-stop garden center open to everyone. We have a combined 10.5 acres with great plant material, mulches, landscape stones, and lawn decor. Here at South Branch Nursery, we specialize in hard-to-find trees, shrubs, perennials, annuals, and edibles. We also have a full line of bagged and bulk soils, mulches, and rock, and even offer to deliver any of our products. Come see our South Church Street location, just off I-24 past Indian Hills Golf Course.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events. Efforts to reduce the spread of the coronavirus are creating event changes quickly. The Tennessee Philharmonic Symphony Orchestra's Green Tie Affair and Casino Night has been postponed to a later date due to the coronavirus. Once again, the symphony's Green Tie Affair and Casino Night has been postponed to a later date. That date will be announced later. And just as we thought things were getting repaired with the TSSAA state basketball tournaments, they have taken another change. TSSAA has decided to update everything, and that puts it all on hold for a while. Once a decision is made, you'll hear about it on WGNS. And with Braves baseball around the corner, it too has been postponed for at least 2 weeks. And it looks as if MTSU's baseball season has ended this year. And MTSU has extended spring break until Sunday, March 22nd. That will give students more time not to be on campus and to reduce the spread of the coronavirus. From News Radio, WGNS, those are Good Neighbor Events.
I know I made the wrong choice. I was trying to impress my friends. How I was just as grown up and cool as they were. So I got a CD that will take a long time to mature. Too long. I should have gotten a First Bank CD with my choice of maturity date starting at just 7 months. Make the choice you can live with. Get a CD with great rates and flexible maturity dates from First Bank. Open online at firstbankonline.com/opencd. Member FDIC.
Habitat for Humanity needs your help to end substandard housing here in Rutherford County.
You're needed at Habitat for Humanity.
We need volunteers at the Habitat Restore.
Remember to shop, donate, and volunteer.
And we also take donations of gently used furniture, appliances, light fixtures, and more.
We'll even pick it up.
Just call us today at 615-849-5994, and that's the Habitat Restore.
850 Mercury Boulevard, Murfreesboro.
Depression, anxiety, marital issues, parenting, those are the kind of things that come up every day in real life. And sometimes it helps to have someone that you can sit and talk through those issues with. At Branches Counseling Center, we care about you and we're here to help meet those needs. If you'd like more information about how to connect with us, then go to the website, branchescounselingcenter.com. This is Dr. Mike Courtney, and we're interested in you.
MTSU College of Liberal Arts, together with Ascend Federal Credit Union, presents MTSU Arts, your ticket to hundreds of visual and performing arts events held on MTSU campus each year. Become a member of the MTSU Arts Patron Society for the 2019-2020 season and enjoy member-only benefits, including special events, exhibits, and performances. Visit mtsuarts.com to learn more and join today.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Nice guy.
6:39 here on the Wake Up Crew, and we've got all the city are out today. City kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Teachers are going, and administrators and such.
So,
in service.
So they're probably listening to us right now, trying to get, you know, prepared for the day, in service day, that kind of thing.
Well, this will help.
Oh, I'm sure it will. Yes, they can use this. They probably could use this.
Mm-hmm.
As we go to our dad, you okay over there? Our dad joke of the day.
Can you tell me why the fog didn't show up for work?
Why the fog didn't show up for work? Mm-hmm. No, I can't.
Well, kind of feeling under the weather. The fog is always under the cloud. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get to the joke.
When's it coming?
You're talking.
Goodness.
That was so harsh.
That
was cool.
That deserves
cool.
One of those.
I'm giving that one a 5.
I don't want to ruin the week. It's been so good. Let's give him a 5.
Yeah, okay.
2 fives. Yeah, 2 fives.
I'm always a sucker for a weather joke.
So total for the week, he got an 8.25, his highest week ever, despite having such a low score today.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Brian. 6:41 here on the Wake Up Crew. We've got CBS National News headlines next.
CBS News update. President Trump tweets that coronavirus testing will be available on a large-scale basis soon. National Institutes of Health Director Dr. Anthony Fauci appearing on CBS this morning.
We had a task force meeting yesterday, and we heard that the kinds of tests from the commercial sector that would be available, readily available, is really very, very close right now.
Schools are closed or closing in Ohio, Maryland, Michigan, New Mexico, and in Oregon. Portland Teachers Union President Suzanne Cohen.
They're also starting to run out of supplies. I mean, there's just a whole host of issues that also make teaching and learning very difficult right now, even with the students that are coming. It's hard to teach to standards when there's a pandemic going on.
Washington, D.C. schools have just announced a shutdown as well. In New York, Broadway theaters have closed. CBS's David Begnaud.
The head of the Broadway League was actually hoping to avoid that because people were still going and the livelihood of the performers count on it. I have to tell you, it's really quiet here in Times Square.
CBS News Update, I'm Peter King.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Brian Barrett.
Rutherford County Schools has shared its coronavirus response plan, which includes limiting some activities and visitors. Some of the changes, which will be implemented immediately, include rescheduling all fine arts presentations. That includes plays, music performances, and art showcases. Field trips over the next few weeks will be canceled or rescheduled. The system will also reschedule parent-teacher conferences that were slated for March. Orientations for student groups will be rescheduled for later in the school year. And non-essential visitors to schools will be restricted. That includes lunchtime visits as well. Now, as for athletic events, indoor activities like archery, indoor tennis, and bowling will be rescheduled. However, outdoor athletic events may continue, and parents are urged to use their discretion. Again, Rutherford County Schools is out with their Corona Response Plan. You can click at WGNSradio.com on a link to view the response plan. The county also answers the question, will schools be closed? The county says in the event of a confirmed case of COVID-19 by the Tennessee Department of Health, the school system will work in conjunction with public health leaders to determine if it involves someone connected to a Rutherford County school, like a parent, student, or employee. And if that's the case, they will then evaluate whether to close some or all county schools to perform a thorough cleaning and then move forward with reopening schools. But as of right now, schools remain open. Complete coverage at WGNSradio.com.
On air, online at WGNSradio.com, on the go with our mobile apps. News Radio WGNS, Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe.
If you have glaucoma, you know of someone that has glaucoma, the Zengel stent, this is definitely something you should look into.
McCabe Vision Center.
It's much less invasive. It causes much less inflammation. The recovery's a lot faster, and it's more successful.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Zengel stent. Amazing. I've just been overwhelmed with how well it's working.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
You've got miles and miles of grass to mow. So you're going to need a machine built to perform day in and day out, season after season. You're going to need a Gravely, built to mow the distance.
Kelton's Hardware and Pet, Middle Tennessee's home for Gravely commercial mowers. Old Fort Parkway across from Kohl's.
It's a slick pig barbecue, spicy wings and Brunswick stew, with everything made fresh for you at the Slick Pig Barbecue. There's lean smoked turkey and chicken too, ribs so tender don't need to chew. Well, come on folks, I'm telling you, it's a Slick Pig Barbecue. In 1920 East Main, you're gonna love the pig.
The Slick Pig Barbecue, a Murfreesboro tradition.
Did you make less than $66,000 in annual household income last year? If so, the United Way's VITA program is ready to help. The free service helps qualifying residents claim their tax refund dollars. Trained volunteers certified to prepare taxes for individuals and families are ready to help you. Visit your local uw.org/VITA or call 211 for a list of times and locations. That's your local uw.org/VITA or call 211.
Hearing and understanding is vital. People you know depend on Dr. Sean Lancaster.
This is Jack Weatherford. I've had a hearing problem for some time. I go to Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
He communicates with you very well. He listens to what you say and what you say your problem is.
Hearing aid and audiology services with Dr. Sean Lancaster.
This is Jack Weatherford. Couldn't live without him.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
It's Man on the Street Newsmakers, presented by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Here's another reason to bank with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. If you have an elite checking account with First National Bank of Murfreesboro, you get discounts when you shop at over 360 local businesses, plus $10,000 accidental death insurance. All of the benefits from elite checking add up. I'm Ellie Byers, inviting you to step up your service and switch to the bank Murfreesboro calls first. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
Are we safer today than back in the 50s or 60s?
What I've noticed over the last few years is there's just a general misunderstanding by a lot of folks in the United States on how dangerous things are.
MTSU Associate Professor of Criminal Justice, Dr. Ben Stickle.
Currently, we see crime rates that are some of the lowest we've ever had. I'll give you an example. You know, child kidnappings is some of the historically lowest we've ever had. And yet everyone says, oh, you can't let your kids out, you know, to play. And the reality is it's much safer than it was in the 60s, 70s, and 80s by a long shot. And so I think sometimes we have an overreaction because of the crime that we're aware of, which I think is largely driven by the availability of it, right? So you know when there's a shooting in California every morning. And so this scares us, and so sometimes we make laws and pass rules that then I think do actually impact some of our freedom. And the intention was good, but the outcome can be negative.
Man on the Street Newsmakers brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Sometimes we make policies and rules that really aren't very effective, and sometimes they're just based on our fear. And then I think also very important is just the knowledge and desire to do what is right, to explore what that is, and to be able to apply that into your field later on, and not get so scared of something that we legislate out our freedoms and our abilities to interact.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Brian Barrett.
Just before the 11 a.m. airtime for the MTSU Lady Raiders' first Conference USA tournament game with Louisiana Tech, news of the cancellation of the rest of the tournament was announced. Dick Palmer, voice of the Lady Raiders.
The announcement came over the loudspeaker that the conference tournament has been canceled. And this is much in line with what's been going on with other conference tournaments across the country.
At this point, it remains uncertain what will happen with the postseason hopes of the Lady Raiders, but the Conference USA tournament canceled. Additionally, the conference has suspended all spring sports competition, effective immediately and until further notice. Here's Chip Walters.
Nothing is happening. That's the bottom line. As part of the avalanche of news that has come down, Conference USA also announced that all spring sports would be suspended. So the Blue Raider baseball team, who was on their way to Jackson, Mississippi, actually turned around, is back home now. So there will be no baseball on the air this weekend. All spring sports, as we mentioned, have been suspended.
All CUSA athletic events postponed until further notice. In other Blue Raider news, Steve Peterson, the all-time winningest coach at MTSU in baseball history, has passed away at the age of 68. His longtime friend Dick Palmer, clearly emotional as he told listeners of the passing of his friend.
We do want to acknowledge the passing of longtime Blue Raider baseball coach Steve Peterson, who passed away last night after suffering a heart attack earlier in the week. Our condolences certainly to his family, his daughters, son, grandchildren.
A public celebration of life will be held at a later date.
On air, online at WGNSradio.com, on the go with our mobile apps. News Radio, WGNS, Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Karen had a hard time believing that her husband, Todd, loved her. He was a good man, but he didn't say, "I love you," very often. and he wasn't very affectionate either. Karen struggled until someone gave her two suggestions that helped her marriage. The first idea was for Karen to teach her husband how to speak her love language. Guys aren't always very intuitive about relationship stuff, trust me. The keys that unlocked Karen's heart, for example, were affection and words of affirmation. But Todd probably would never have figured that out on his own. Karen helped herself by teaching her husband how to speak her love language. The second idea for Karen was to look for the magic in the mundane. In other words, to look for her everyday ways that her husband already showed his love for her. What Karen noticed surprised her. The first day, she heard him say how wonderful dinner was. Later, he passed her in the hall and mentioned how great her hair looked. Another day, he filled her car up with gas and even cleaned up the kitchen without her having to ask him. When Karen stopped and looked, she discovered signs of her husband's love all around her. Ladies, give those two ideas a try. Learn how to speak your husband's love language, too, and teach him yours. And look for the magic in the mundane, everyday stuff. The marriage you're dreaming of might be closer than you think. For more to help your marriage thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's is your ammo headquarters. From March 12th through April 1st, use your club card at Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's to stock up on gear like ammo from Herders, Winchester, and Hornady. For every $250 you spend in-store, you get an extra $25 in club points. When you think ammo, think Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. Your adventure starts here. See an outfitter for details. Terms and conditions apply. The Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's club cards are issued by Capital One Bank USA N.A. pursuant to a license by MasterCard International Incorporated.
Paid for by Case Legal Media. Attention farmers and landscapers. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma or other forms of cancer after being exposed to weed killers such as Roundup? The manufacturers of these products failed to warn the public of potential cancer risks and hid the information as proprietary trade secrets since 1981. You may be entitled to significant compensation. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. Call 800-721-4518 for your free legal consultation. Again, that's 800-721-4518.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:53 here on the Wake Up Cruise. Time for celebrity birthdays. Dalton, do you have a birthday? You're a celebrity. When's your birthday?
July. We got a little bit of time.
Okay. Just want to make sure that we name it when it comes time. It's your birthday.
Oh, you're going to put his in celebrity birthdays, huh? Okay. I see.
Okay.
That was 2 years ago. I think you can...
Let's go to Paul.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Boycotting.
We go... No, come on.
It was 2 years ago.
I didn't even mean it like that. I was just asking if he had a birthday. I'm not going to put him on the show.
Of course he
does. Yeah. I'm not going to put him on a celebrity birthday.
Please basically. Don't.
That's really important, people. 1939, Neil Sedaka, singer.
Comma, comma, down, doo-dee-doo, down, down. Breaking up is hard to do. Don't take your love.
Big hit, 1974 to be exact. I also had a big hit with Laughter in the Rain. No, that was the 74 hit. This was in the 50s, this song. 1985, Emil Hirsch, an actor. 1953, Andy Bean, famous golfer. You can see him on ESPN a lot. He's an analyst, if anybody doesn't know who I'm talking about. But he's also a really great golfer, too. In 1950, you know this guy, William H. Macy, actor. He's in Shameless. Is that the name of the movie show on Showtime?
Yeah.
And Macy's is not named after him.
No.
No, no.
And finally, one of my favorite, 1929, Peter Brick. He played Nick Barkley in The Big Valley, born in 1929.
I want to remind you, now's your chance. Call or text your local birthdays to us, 615-893-1450, because we're giving away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets.
Another look at the weather is coming up next here on The Crew.
Well, guys, how many times will it take for me to say you might need your rain gear this week, as we are expecting multiple rounds of showers and even a few thunderstorms starting today, with high temperatures around 59, dropping down to 45 overnight, and then we'll see steady temperatures Saturday and Sunday with more rain showers, highs around 61 and 58. Our dry day will come in on Monday with mostly cloudy skies at a high of 65, but it will only be brief as we see more rain overnight at a low of 51. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
At Daikin Fit from Precision Air, for your home's heating and air system, no money down and financing starting as low as $89 a month. Call Precision Air, 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
Well, good morning. It's busy out here on 24, making your way up past Highway 231. We had that earlier accident. Just give yourself extra time to be on the safe side as you head towards Nashville down Highway 24 westbound. You know, all this traffic line coming out of Coffee County here into Rutherford County right now. Hey, buying or selling a home, call to Keisha or Tony Tate at Exit Master Realty. The Tate team. That number is 615-554-9795. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on.
Hi, this is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World Off-Road on Memorial Boulevard.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Online at tireworld.us.
Nova Copy is becoming Novatech. Nova Copy, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, has changed its name to Novatech. The new name was chosen to reflect the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech's IT and print services provide businesses with a free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net.
The Blue Raider Fan Source for officially licensed Middle Tennessee gear is Raider Tees. T-shirts, caps, sweats in all sizes, designs, colors, children's to plus sizes. Raider Tees has decals and license plates to show everyone your favorite team. Plus, check out their wide selection of Blue Raider art, jewelry, even golf tee markers. Show your Blue Raider pride with the largest selection of Blue Raider merchandise anywhere by shopping Raider Tees, 910 Ridgely Road, just before the bridge over Broad behind Chewy.
We know you work hard for your money, and now that it's tax season, there could be some free tax preparation assistance to help you keep more of your cash. The United Way's VITA program is a free service that aids qualifying local residents in claiming their tax refund dollars. If you or your household made $66,000 or less last year, you qualify. For more information, head to yourlocaluw.org/VITA or call 211 for a list of times and locations. yourlocaluw.org/VITA or call 211.
At Ascension St. Thomas, care is more than a word. Care is serving our patients, standing with them in times of need, and showing compassion when they're at their most vulnerable. Care is listening and delivering personalized plans from a team of specialists, providing leading-edge treatments at every step. At Ascension St. Thomas, care is more than a word. It's our calling. Make your next appointment at GetSTHealthcare.com.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Oh, making me feel good there, Brian. 6:58 here on the Wake Up Crew.
It's Feel Good Friday.
A little Jackson 5 to go along with it here on your America's Top 40. Call or text in your birthdays at 615-893-1450. I'm still talking in this voice. We'll give away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe, 125 North Church Street on the east side of the square.
Miss Amy's AM staff at Bojangles is today's Good Navy of the day. They care for their customers, and they're the best in town. So everybody over there is going to get some flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gift.
WGNS. Now to your real announcer. It's time for the CBS World News Roundup on WGNS, brought to you by the Low T Center, 2855 Medical Center Parkway, and by French's. French's Shoes and Boots. That's where they've got their spring into sandal sale going on right now at French's. They've got name brands, Birkenstock, Sanuk, Skechers, Clarks, Chaco, and the list goes on and on. And you buy a pair of sandals at French's everyday low price, get 20% off that second pair of equal or lesser value at French's Shoes and Boots.
And the first hour is history. Yay!
Out of here.
All right. No, we got another hour to go.
Siren hour.
We got another hour.
Oh, okay.
You're the host, remember? You're on the Wake Up Crew. Good morning.
News Radio, WGNS, Murfreesboro, the voice of Rutherford County, and the flagship station for Blue Raiders sports. The courthouse clock shows it's 7 o'clock.
Coronavirus closures.
America is shutting down.